Destroy it in the noonday. first lesson is taken from the 12th chapter of the book of the prophet Daniel, beginning at the first verse. "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Here ends the first lesson.
We stand up for our office hymn, "And Christ is our Cornerstone."
Thank you. second lesson is taken from the Revelation of St. John the Divine, chapter 12, beginning at the 7th verse. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wars, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. Here it is second.
I will now sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Oh, Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into heaven. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you. And with thy spirit. Let us pray.
Lord,
and mortals in a wonderful order, mercifully grant that as thy holy angels always do thee service in heaven, so by thy appointment they may succour and defend us on earth, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, on whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thine only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our anthem tonight, by Charles William Stanford, If Ye Then Be Risen With Christ.
Thank you.
Sit on here quietly for prayers. I'm going to say a couple of formal prayers to begin with and one to conclude. But first, on behalf of all of us, St. Michael's College Society members and all of us here, I'd like to say a very big thank you, a warm thank you to the Hereford Church singers and their conductor, John Eden, and very much to Roger too on the magnificent organ, for being here again and leading our worship to hear afresh music such as that we've heard tonight, and which some of us remember for many, many years as students here. It's simply a joy that this place was built for the glory of God. So thank you to each of you for being here. And also, we want to say welcome among the students here, who ex-students such as myself and my brother and many of us here in the society. It's lovely to welcome friends from near and far, including from Florida and from Edinburgh, and also a lovely surprise, John Hampden's grandson. I didn't catch your name, but it's so welcome to be here. Welcome. Maybe there's an opportunity for us to speak to you later, going right back to the early days of this college. And it's also lovely to welcome those who have recently bought this college, this school, and are going to transform it into a new place in which young people can meet and to learn and discover and explore not only the beauty of this countryside in Worcestershire and this area, but also friendship and the joy of learning. So welcome, both of you. Thank you for being here. It was lovely that you could share our lunch together earlier. Thank you to the church wardens too, for all the kindness behind the scenes preparing for this day and enabling us to be here again. And we hope that these gatherings may continue for many years to come,
those of different generations who've been here. And I want to thank, on a personal level, my brother Charles, who was the cantor today. We've both been choristers here at different times, but following an operation, I'm not able to sing myself now. And it was lovely to sit next to my brother Charles and to be able to be here together again. I thank you. I'm going to say now the beautiful prayer from the Book of Common Prayer, in which we bring together both thankfulness and also prayer, a general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we thine unworthy servants, to give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. We bless thee for your creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfailingly thankful, and that we show forth thy praise not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. And a prayer for our King. Almighty and everlasting God, we are taught by thy holy word that the hearts of kings are in thy rule and governance, and that thou dost dispose and turn them as it seemeth best to thy godly wisdom. We humbly beseech thee so to dispose and govern the heart of Charles our King, that in all his thoughts and words and works he may ever seek thy honour and glory, and study to preserve thy people committed to his charge in wealth, peace, and godliness. Grant this, O merciful Father, for thy dear Son's sake, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. A moment of stillness in which we bring to God our own thoughts, our own prayers, our own reasons for thankfulness. And those of us who've had the privilege of being here as young people, thankfulness for this place, for its founder, F.A.G. Worsley, John Hampton and others, staff, and all those who have served this place with such diligence. So as we look back, we say thank you to God. And as we look forward, we pray for peace and for blessings for all that is yet to be. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring to you, our loving Father, the world as it is, in its beauty and in its brokenness. We pray for Israel, for Gaza, for Lebanon, for Ukraine, for Russia, for all places of danger and difficulty. We pray for justice and for peace, for wisdom, for courage. We pray for the United Nations. Pray too for peace and justice in our own land. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, we thank you for our families and friends, for love given and received, for those who live close to us and those who live far away. We thank you for them and we pray for them, especially those in any kind of need, sickness, or difficulty. Father, bless them and enfold them with your love and healing power. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you for those who've gone before us in this life and who are now at rest. And among those former students of this school, we remember and thank God for the lives of John Davis and Christopher Keat and John Page, and for others too. We honour their memory and thank you for each of their lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
And lastly, we pray for ourselves and for one another, that we may look to the future with integrity, with courage, and above all with love, as we walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And we ask these prayers in his name. Amen. And before we say the grace together, final formal prayer. Give me, O Lord, a steadfast heart that no unworthy thought can diminish. Give me an unconquered heart that no tribulation can sap. Give me an upright heart that no base purpose can seduce. Bestow on me also, O Lord our God, understanding to know you, assistance to seek you, wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness which may at the end embrace you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We say together the grace. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, evermore. Amen. So we're coming towards the conclusion of this very special service. And all are invited, if they wish, to come to the founder's grave for the laying of the wreath, as is customary. It's a little bit late, and it's beginning to get a bit dark, but I think we'll be fine. But before that, before the blessing, there will be the collection hymn. So let's stand and sing out, "When all your mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys."
Thank you.
spiritual understanding. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and the love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and with all those who you love and care for, this day and always. Amen.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.